On the same day President Obama is pushing tighter gun control at the White House, the Florida House Judiciary Committee has passed a memorial, or an official legislative memo, with its own message for the president.
In Florida, I think it's a great source of pride that we believe in the Second Amendment, that we believe that the Second Amendment makes our citizens safer.
That's Representative Matt Gaetz, one of the memorial's 57 Republican co-sponsors. If the full legislature passes the document, it would serve as a notice to the federal government, saying Florida will resist and legally challenge any measure that encroaches on the constitutional right to bear arms. Obama is pushing for several things, including universal background checks for gun buyers. He also wants to reinstate a federal ban on so-called assault weapons, the semi-automatic kind used to kill 20 first graders and six women in Connecticut 3 months ago. But Representative Dennis Baxley, an Ocala Republican, says Florida needs to stand up for gun owners' rights.
I've often wondered, why aren't we talking about a defense rifle confiscation instead of an assault weapon ban? Those are just perspectives. And maybe it is important that we let the people of Florida and the people in Washington know where we stand.
But some opponents say mounting lawsuits against federal laws is often a huge waste of taxpayer money. Minority ranking member on the committee, Elaine Schwartz, a Democrat from Hollywood, said the state should learn a lesson from recent history.
Challenging Obamacare wound up putting us behind the eight ball without having prepared sufficiently for the contingency that it might be okay.
And Representative Jared Moskowitz said, while he believes in the Second Amendment, courts have shown that no right is unconditional. He had this exchange with memorial sponsor Neil Cumby.
You are aware the Supreme Court has found exceptions to the Second Amendment.
I'm not an attorney, and I'm not an expert on what the Supreme Court has or has not found.
The committee was the final stop for the memorial, which now heads to the House floor. Also this week, a bill that would let designated employees carry guns at Florida schools received overwhelming approval after another emotionally charged debate. Sponsoring Representative Greg Stubbe, a Republican from Sarasota, told the House K-12 subcommittee the measure appeals especially to school principals in rural areas.
The principals wanted to designate themselves because their school is 30 to 40 minutes from any city location, and it would take law enforcement 40 to 45 minutes to get to their school to respond to anything.
The school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut took all of 5 minutes, according to documents the state's attorney released on Thursday. Stubbe's measure would allow but not require school principals to choose someone who would carry a firearm as long as that person goes through the same training required for armed guards. But school boards have pushed back against the measure, saying districts are very concerned about liability. An executive director of the Florida School Boards Association, Wayne Blanton, says arming school employees sends the wrong message to children.
So they go back into the community and say, hey, it's okay, coach is carrying a gun, principal's carrying a gun, the teacher's carrying a gun. Why can't I carry a gun?
The bill passed 12-3 and has three more committee stops ahead of it. And finally, one more gun-related bill passed committee this week. This one, sponsored by Barbara Watson, a Democrat from Miami Gardens, got unanimous approval. Under current law, if someone is examined for mental illness under the Baker Act, they can still purchase guns if they voluntarily check into a mental hospital. The measure would close that loophole and extend the gun buying ban to all Baker Act patients. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.